Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
The makers of Black Labels, Inc. understand you didn't get into farming for the money. You farm because your family farmed. You farm because feeding the world feels good. But while you didn't get into it for the money, getting the best return on your money is a priority. That's why Black Labels, Inc. uses zinc and proprietary LHC technology to optimize the phosphate in your ground for better root masses and even bigger yield potential. When return on investment matters, turn to Black Labels, Inc. It's phosphate done better.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Well, live and feeder contracts expected to open moderately higher today, being supported by follow-through buying and large cash premiums. Look for lean hog contracts to trade moderately lower in the early going as well, checked by residual selling interest and lackluster fundamentals. Now, is the cash cattle trade set for another big round here at midweek? Well, to be sure, Wednesdays have been close to cash heaven for about a month now. While time will tell, the impressiveness of this recent pattern will at least encourage sellers to dig in their heels through the day with sharply higher asking prices. We're looking at $130 and $131 in our part of the country. Now, bullish hopefuls will also be keeping an eye on the FCE Internet auction today. FedCattleExchange.com. Live and feeder futures should open moderately higher, supported by follow-through buying and generally positive cash expectations. Now, look for the cash hog market at midweek to begin with generally steady packer bids. Early ideas point to a Saturday slaughter totaling about 135,000 head. Now, soybeans climbed a little higher yesterday while other markets went lower on a day when sinking bank company shares pulled Wall Street's Dow Jones Industrial Average down about 200 points when the crops closed and a surging euro pushed the dollar to a six-week low. Wheat markets had the biggest losses of the crops as forecasts put much-needed rain in Kansas and Oklahoma, where winter wheat is starting spring growth in dry fields. Now, the wheat futures did finish lower and under key moving averages, with soft red winter wheat at about 2.5-month low and hard red winter at a 7-week low amid pressure from the beneficial rain that moved through crop areas this week. Corn futures closed a few cents lower and set a 2-month low earlier in the day amid fallout from the other markets. The lower dollar may have helped limit pressure on corn, but the slide in a number of outside markets added to a bearish mood. And soybeans settled about 2 cents higher yesterday to finish within yesterday's range, helped by the lower dollar and the active export program. We'll check futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Livestock futures at the close yesterday. April live cattle up a dollar at $119.90. June was up $1.25 at $111.05. April feeder cattle up 17 cents, $132.62. And the May was up 22 cents at $131.50. April hogs down 65 cents, 68 even. The May down 82 cents, 72.80. Kansas City hard red winter wheat. May was down 7 cents at $4.38.25. July down 7 cents at $4.50.25. Chicago wheat May down 3.75 at $4.26.5. And July is down 3.25 at $4.42.25. May corn down 2.25 cents, $3.61.25. And July is down 2.5, $3.68.75. And May soybeans up 2 cents at $10.01.5. July is up 2.25 cents at $10.11.75. May cotton is down up 30 today, $77.14. July is up 22 points at $78.31. May crude oil down 70, $47.54. June down 72, $48.12. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.